Can we get into what happened in Hawaii, please?
Yeah. So I spent a week over in Honolulu, in Hawaii, Waikiki. Got an amazing deal. Do you know how JetStar's been having those massive sales this year? Huge sales. So we got really cheap return flights. So I thought, I was like, you know what, stuff it. Let's go to Hawaii for a week in August.
Why not?
So we flew over. It was my first trip to Hawaii. Me and my girlfriend went over there. And we ticked off everything we wanted to do. So we climbed Diamond Head Point, which is a crater. We went swimming with turtles at a place called Turtle Canyon, where all these turtles come to get cleaned by the fishes.
Oh, that's cute.
Which is really, really cool. So we did that. We visited Pearl Harbor, remembered what happened on that fateful day, December 7th, 1941. That was very moving. We went snorkeling heaps of times, visited the North Shore, and got engaged.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, so our girlfriend and I, we got engaged in Hawaii.
Congratulations!
Yeah! So
that's really exciting.
I had a plan for a little bit, actually. A lot of pressure from a lot of outside sources. felt like, do you know how when you blow up a balloon and you push it and it sort of bounces? That's what I felt like, the air inside a balloon.
And look, we've been speaking about your Hawaii trip and people here in the office have been giving you a bit of doo-doo about...
Yeah, Jason Austin's worse than his sales reps. He's been terrible.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to propose in Hawaii? I think I mentioned something as well.
Yeah, I think everyone did.
It's kind of been the running joke of, oh yeah, let's just prod the bear about getting engaged for a while now.
And see what would happen. But I've known for a long while, the week before he went away, did it properly, asked her dad if I could. So we're walking back from dinner one night along the beach and, I thought, well, this is a better time than any, cause I had a couple of different ideas.
Yeah.
I was going to do it up at Diamond Head at dawn one morning, watch the sunrise come up.
Okay.
But then about a month earlier, my ex-girlfriend actually got proposed to up there. So I nixed that idea. and then I was just going to do it during a sunset on the beach, but there's always a lot of people around and girlfriend's very sort of private.
Sometimes There's just a time where you know it's the right time.
So what happened was we went to dinner and I had to get the ring in my pocket to propose with. So as we left the hotel room, I said, oh, I've just forgotten my GoPro. So I went back inside, grabbed the ring, put it in my back pocket, nothing else. So she didn't even ask to see the GoPro or anything like that. Went for dinner. And as we're walking back along the beach to our hotel, I was like, oh, babe, look how pretty the lights are in Waikiki. Because you can see all the lights of, like, looking down the beach.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, I'll just turn around, I'll get a silhouetted photo of you with all the lights in the background.
Yeah.
And as she was turning around, I got down, I said, all right, I'm ready. She turned around and then, she started crying and I started crying a little bit. And then she said, she said yes. She said yes. So it all went to semi-plan. And then these two people sort of must have seen what we were doing. They sort of walked out and just started applauding. Aww. I said, oh, congratulations, guys. And then it's weird now because she's technically, well, not technically, she is my fiance.
Yeah.
But I always refer to her as my girlfriend. Like, it's weird.
When I started here and I was told to start calling Sam my fiance, it felt weird because
Sam.
Outside
but
of work,
got a ring to it.
It does now, but outside of work, I don't really call him fiance Sam.
Yeah, right.
He's always my partner.
Late for dinner.
Yeah, always. but yeah, congratulations.
Oh, thank
I knew
you
about
very much.
This last week and I've been dying to talk about it.
Yes.
So,
yes, that happened in Hawaii. So
congrats.
Sorry, ladies. I'm off the market.
You kind of were before this, but yeah.